on your marks, get ready. Our toes against the light. When the whistle blew, I knew that I'd been left behind. I hammered on the tarmac, my face was turning red. There was no catching Danny, he was half a mile ahead. I wished I could be like him, burning brighter than the rest. I had no idea how he learned to move so fast. He ran like he could feel something snapping at his ears. I was worn out shoes. Too fast to follow, too hot to hold. He dropped out soon after he left home. If he couldn't make them happy, he'd be better off alone. Bad ways to make some money, eating on the side. I could have talked to him out, I never even tried. No fear of repercussions, he'd only crack a grin. He'd outrun his shadow before they'd catch up with him. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the ears of his worn out shoes. Too fast to follow, too hot to hold, too good. Last time I saw Danny was at a Locky Lake one night, smoking in a corner, his face and shoulders tight. His girlfriend hit the needle sometime back in July. You could see that she was fading by the shadows round his eyes. It was strange to hear him talk until his cheeks were wet. Did he already know it was the last chance he might get? And later that same year, in the early winter time, Danny broke the record when he crossed the finish line. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the gears.